First of all, I'd like to thank everyone for being taking part of this special day. We call it a special day because this is a chance to help someone. And this is what Chicago Beers is all about, helping. And this is a great, great chance to do this. This is Chicago Bears' 26th annual Colt Drive. And over the years, we have raised thousands and thousands of coats. And, but we can't do this unless we have you guys help. And that means all the people out in the Chicago area. Jewel, William Myers Movers, Salvation Army, they have been part of this coat drive for a number of years. And again, they take a very strong part in this because when I say Jewel, that's where we do a lot of collecting. And Salvation Army, that's where we do a lot of our distributing. And at Jewel, I'm sure everybody knows where Jewel's stored because they have one on every corner. And if you'd like to donate a coat, it's starting today. And all the collection boxes are in each Jewel store. And it's going to last up to December 21st.
Thank you. So on behalf of Jewel Osco, I'm here representing the Coat Drive 26-year partnership with the Chicago Bears and with the Salvation Army. We're very proud to be this community partner and sponsor. And as Tony mentioned, we will have the Coat Drive boxes in 185 stores throughout the Chicagoland, Indiana, and our one store in Iowa location. So we appreciate all of the support and help that we've gathered with the community, our long-term partnership with the Salvation Army and with the Chicago Bears, and appreciate all support from the communities that we are in. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. On behalf of the Salvation Army and those that we serve, I want to thank the Bears organization and Jewel for partnering with us. It is my understanding that last year we distributed over 23,000 coats to those who were in need, and we know that this year's winter is supposed to be just as cold, if not colder, than last year. So having coats and other items of warmth to help those people in need that come to the Salvation Army is extremely helpful. And so we're thankful for your generosity as well as those who contribute to this special effort.
To be in this situation, to be able to be blessed enough to help someone else is very significant because at the end of the day, if you're not helping someone out, In all different kind of forms, whether it's you going out helping another individual or you giving some kind of monetary value, some kind of donation, or you in this occasion, being that Chicago is it's really cold, man. Last year was my first year here, staying here and being here. I had the wife and kids here, and we stuck it out through January, February, March, and it was a couple times I wish I had me an extra coat on, and I did. I had to go, expand the winter wardrobe a little bit, but there's a lot of people out there that can't do that or and not blessed enough, too. So I'm glad Tony asked me to do this. I will be donating some of my stuff as well. I know there's some 300-pound plus guys out there, so I gotta look out for the big guys as well. But at the end of the day, we just gotta find a way to help each other. I mean, I know you have an old coat back there that you haven't worn in 5 years, and you think it might still fit or it's in style. It's not. It's time. It's time to give it up.
Thanks for tuning in to the 26th annual Coat Drive, and this is my first rodeo with the Bears. And whenever I hear anything about an opportunity to give back to the community, I'm always for that. And I say that sincerely. But just to touch on something that Mr. Bushrod just said about having some coats to give, I don't have any coats to give. So I think I might be in that box too, trying to pick out me one or two coats. But it's definitely an opportunity for you guys out there if you have coats laying around to give back, man. And players around the league, feel free. I mean, it can come from wherever, we're going to need it here. I haven't actually experienced that situation. I don't even want to say the word cold, but I haven't experienced that situation around here. So I'm kind of, in that in the gray area about it. You know, it's a lot of hoorah going on about it, too, at the same time. But, you know, once it get cold, man, you got to figure out how to, you know, prepare for it. And there's no better way than to start than to, you know, give up you guys' coats that you may have laying around and whatnot. So...